Okay, today's daf is daf tzadik, and we're holding, and this is one line up from the bottom of daf peit tet amud beit, and for all of those who are following from around the world, we've got Ari Yair with us this morning. What is this? Continues the Gemara. Aval oseru sa'a tarkav v'chatsi tarkav v'kav v'chatsi kav v'rova v'toman v'chatsi toman v'uchla. So that what we've been discussing now is, we started on Amud Aleph yesterday to discuss the various shiurim that the Bureau of Weights and Measures accepts. We spoke about the possibility that we limit the differences between. But today we want to talk not about weights, where we don't have the same halachas about maybe the 50% and so on. And we're talking about measures. And we're going to separate liquid measures and yovesh measures that would be used for grain or for flour and so on. So continuing now on with the braita, what you can make, however, are the various shiurim. Now the Rabbeinu Chananel has a different girsa and things work out much better. This is the way that the Rashbam actually follows through the sugi. He says this is the Iker approach to the sugi. If you take a look three lines up from the bottom, the Tosefta also has this. He says, we start off with kav, chatzi kav, rova, tuman, chatzi tuman, v'uchla. Continues the Gemara in the Rashbam. V'kama hi uchla. How much now is an uchla? Echad mi'chamisha barova, 1/5 of a rova. So now let's continue in the Rashbam because it gives us a very brief review of the relationship of the various shiurim. So upirusha. What you can make is a kav. Now a kav, as we know, is 4 lug. A lug is shisha beitzim. And it turns out, therefore, nimtza kav is esrim v'arba beitzim. Now, the reason that the Rashbam is interested in putting this into the shear of beitzim is because later on, when we get to analyze the interrelationship of the sizes of the smaller midot one to another, it's much easier to see the proportion in terms of beitzim rather than to figure out the details of the larger ones. So, mamela, one kav turns out to be 24 beitzim. Chatzi kav is, of course, shnei lugim. And the rova is 1 lug. So that means that we're talking about 6 beitzim out of 24 for what we call the rova. This is not to be confused with the revias. The revias, in the lashon, the feminine lashon, is always the revi'it of the lug. The rova, which is the rova of the kav, is the lug. So we keep that in mind. Okay, so we've got now. So every lashon of rova is rova hakav. Every lashon of revi'it in the Gemara is referring to revi'it halug. And we continue on now to a tuman. Tuman means tmanit, which is the same as shminit. So a tuman is a shminit of a kav, in which case it's a chatzi rova. And therefore, clearly, we can't have a gears of chatzi rova because that's exactly what the tuman is. So there'd be no point in mentioning the same measurement with two different names. That's the tuman. The shminit that we talk about is loshen nekeva. That, the same as the revi'it, is the shminit of the lug, not the shminit of the kav. So it's easy to tell with the loshen nekeva and the loshen zachar. Every loshen nekeva refers to a lug. Every loshen zachar refers to the kav. If you keep that in mind, then you don't get confused. So by the lug, we call it a revi'it and a shminit. Hocha gabi kav, the correct girsa, is the rova and the toman. So therefore, the toman is now a chatzi lug, 1 shminit over here of the kav. Since it's 4 lug, it means that this is a half of a lug. And that would be shalosha beitzim v'chetzi. And then we have the smallest measures, the chatzi toman, which is the beitz of a mechza. Now, the number of beitzim is important to remember for the interrelationships of the shiurim that we'll have later on. Continues the Gemara in the Rashbam, v'kama hi uchla, echad michamisha barova akav. Klomar, echad michamisha balug. Rova akav being the lug, 1/5 of a lug, which equals a beitza and a chomesh beitza, because again, just to review, the lug is shisha beitzim, v'chem pirsh Rabbeinu Chananel v'ikar. So now, it turns out, and this is important, again, it sounds like details, but it's going to relate to the entire way that the Gemara views the interrelationship of various measures. It turns out that hashtelo odif chatzi tuman ala uchla ki im chomesh. The way that I've just figured it out, and this is important for you to understand the Gemara later on, that what we called the chatzi tuman, which I just explained, being a beitza v'mechza, that beitza u'mechza is only 1/5 larger than the uchla itself. It's 1/5 of a beitza, because the chatzi tuman, we just said, was a beitza v'mechza. So a beitza v'mechza would be 7 1/2 fifths. We'll see why he does it in this funny way, right? But that's seva chumshin v'chatzi chomesh, which equals, if I want to turn it into fifths, which is important for me to be able to analyze the relationship of 6 to 5, as we'll see. So that turns out to be the ainu chamisha chumshin v'chamisha chatzai chumash. Whereas an uchla is a beitza v'chomesh beitza, which is 6 chumshin, correct? Because it's arba chumshin and arba chatzoi chumash, which means that the tuman is greater than the uchla, 1 chumash and a chatzi chumash of a beitza, which means that it's only 25, it's 20% larger, not 25, and we'll see why this is important. This is going to be a kasha later on in the Gemara. Okay, so getting back to the Gemara now, v'kamehi uchla, Echad mechameshet berevia. Now, all of this is midat hayavesh, is dry measure. Now, in the liquid measure, we have a similar breakdown with different names, and there's basically a lot of parallels between the liquid measures and the dry measures in terms of the sizes. So when it comes to midat halach, you can make yourself u'ose a hin. Now, a hin is the equivalent of a tarkav, because it's the yud beit lugin. So 12 lug is trei vekav, 2 kavs plus 1 additional kav. So that is the hin. The chatzia hin, which is basically half of the treyu kav, that's the tarkav. Remember that tarkav is not 2 kavs. Tarkav is trei plus kav. So it's 3 kavs. Don't get confused, because later on we're going to talk about the chetzi of the kav, which would be a trei kav instead of a tarkav. Okay, we'll talk about that later. So we have now the chatzi ahin. The chatzi ahin is basically half of the tarkav in the dry measure. Shlishit ahin is the equivalent of the kav itself. Rivi'it ahin, and that would be the 3 lugin. So for some reason, we are missing the equivalent of the half of the revi'it, meaning the lug v'mechza, okay, which is has its equivalent in the yavish. We're going to talk all about this later in the Gemara. So we have the revi'it ayin, we have the lug itself, which is the rova of the kav in the yavish measures. We talked about that, right? By definition, it's the rova of the kav. Kav is 4 lug. We have the chatzi halug, which is the exact equivalent of the tomen. So in the dry measure. And we have a revi'it itself. So we have the revi'it halug, we have the shminit, again remember, lashon nekeva means a shminit halug. And we have a tiny measure that has no equivalent in the yavesh, which is the 1/8 of the shminit. And that is called the kurtav. And we have the kurtav only in liquids. And that's what we refer to when we talk about a mikveh. That's chaser, even if it's chaser, only a kurtav. That is the tiniest shear. And the reason that we don't have such measures in yavesh is obviously because what in the world would people measure so small in yavesh? Liquids, you could have very powerful liquids, very expensive liquids, so you could have, exactly, blue label, not bad. Yeah. I could think of better, but in any event, there's definitely things that you might bring to shul on Shabbos that you'd want to use a kurtav for. Exactly. So the kurtav, we understand, it would be common in liquids, but very uncommon in dry measure, and therefore we don't make such a measure.
About how big is a kurtav?
Well, you could figure it out by looking at your becher. We have the revius over here. The revius halug, right? Then we went down to a shminis, but a shminis would be half of that, and then we have 1/8 of that shminis. So now you know, 1/8 of the shminis, and now we know how big your shot glass should be. Now I'm afraid you're gonna have to really cut down, Richard. But I mean, a nutritionist anyway has made life difficult.
Yeah.
So that's the kurtav. not to be confused with the Tarkav, which is quite a large measure. Now, the question is, why don't we make the equivalent of the Shlishit HaSa'ah? In other words, why don't we make a Kabayim? We made over here a Shlishit HaHin. We've been doing, it's not that the Hin and the Sa'ah are the same amount, but it's the standard measure. So the standard measure for the liquid is the Hin, standard measure for the dry weight, the dry measure is the Sa'ah. Why don't we make a Kabayim, which would be a third of a Sa'ah? Because we did make a third of a Hin. So if we really want to keep things parallel, then let's keep things parallel. Says the Gemara, because we have the Tarkav. And if you have a Tarkav, which is Trey Vikav, so then you're going to get mixed up this Kabayim with the Tarkav because it's only one third greater, right? So it's a difference between two Kavs and three Kavs. The Trey Kav we would have, and the Kabayim, it's easier to call it, would be confused with the Tarkav, which is not a Trey Kav, but rather two plus a Kav. So we're going to mix up a measurement, because it looks pretty much the same, a measurement that has three with a measurement that has two. And that's why we won't do it. Now, from here we see, here we're getting into, at last, the issue, which we explained one way when it came to the weights yesterday. We're now talking about the same issue in terms of the measures today. What is the difference between the various measures that is permissible to have that will not allow you to cheat the consumer? So we said, with the weights, we had that cheat that we're not going to make a weight that's less than 50% different because it's very easy to make mistake with weights. It's hard for us to gauge the weight of things exactly. Masha Enke, when it comes to measures, it's easier for people to see the difference in measures. So what it appears to be saying over here is that since we surely don't have something called a Kabayim, the reason why we don't have a Kabayim must be because it's confused. It would be confused with the Tarkav, which shows you Alma To Inche Kilta. We are not going to make something that's only one third of the total, 3 to 2, different because people will confuse it. But the problem is, if that's true, why did we make a Chatzi Tarkav? Because a Kav is basically 1 to the Tarkav, which would be to 3. So we have a Chatzi Tarkav to 1.5. But you said that 1 to 1.5, which is the relationship of one-third, we're not going to do. There's three halves if we would have now the shear of a 1.5, right? So if that's the case, we've got another problem then. There should be no Kav measure at all because we have a Chatzi Tarkav. Obviously, we just cut out the Chatzi Tarkav. It would be a little funny not to have the Kav. But we can't have a Kav and a Chatzi, and the Chatzi Tarkav because you're only differing it by one-third. And you said one-third people are going to be Atilach Lufe, and therefore they could be cheated at the counter, and we don't want to have that. So there's got to be another reason why we didn't make the Kabayim. It can't be because people make a mistake of a third. Okay, take that back. Ella, the reason we don't make the Kabayim haino taima de lo avi, the reason we don't make a Kabayim is not because of the problem of the Kabayim versus the Tarkav, which is a relationship of 3 to 2. It's because people may mistake it. Haino taima, the reason we don't make it, is the Atilach Lufe B'chatzi Tarkav. That's the problem. The Kabayim now may be mixed up with the Kav Umechza, which is only 25% different, because you've got the Chatzi Tarkav is only 1.5 Kavs. And that means the difference between 1.5 Kavs and the new shear that you're proposing that we should create, the new measure, which is Kabayim, is one-fourth of the total. So it's 25%. So Enochinam, 33 1/3% will accept. One-third will accept. People will see that. 25%, 2 to 1.5, new. That already is going to be easy to cheat people. So Mamela, we can't have two measures that are that close. A Chatzi Tarkav and the Kabayim are very close. Okay, so now you're saying, let's see what that holds. Amato in Chiriba. Now you're saying 25%, that's the maximum that, more than 25% already is mutter, 25%, that's it. You can't go down further than that. But then we got another problem, and this is the reason that we went through the whole egg issue before with the tuman and the uchla, because ihachi chatzi tuman veuchla. We should also not be able to make, because the chatzi tuman, as we just talked about that whole Rashbam, he showed that the difference between the chatzi tuman and the uchla is 20%. It was 1/5. Remember, that's why he reduced the whole thing to fifths. So it was 1/5 different. 1/5 different is not, we had 5/5 is 4/5. Then you can't make such a thing. You're claiming that people will make that mistake. How are we allowed to have a chatzi tuman and an uchla that are almost the same measure? Omer of Papa, that's because when you're talking about the very small measurements of liquid, everybody knows what kind of scotch they're drinking. So basically, people are very makbid in their shot glasses. You're not going to get people that are going to make a mistake in that. So midot ktanot, but when you're measuring small amounts, that, if you're talking about volume as opposed to weights, where people are very difficult. Over there we said, forget about that, we're not going to allow that. But midot ktanot biki, who inchi people are very bucky in that, and therefore they won't get confused. Ask them more, but what about shlishit ahin? Revi'it ahin lo lavet. Why? Okay, you said we got now the shlishit ahin, the revi'it ahin is less than the shlishit ahin now. You have over here 1/4, 25%. That's a large measure. A large measure, you said you can't go all the way down to 25%. So how do we have a shlishit and revi'it? By definition, obviously. That's 25%. 3 to 4 is 25%. You said the only time we can have only a 25% difference is in very small measures. A revi'it ahin, a shlishit ahin is not a small measure. So how come we have two measurements that are close within each other of 25%, which you claimed is going to cause cheating at the counter? So why do we allow liquids of revi'it ahin and shlishit ahin? Now everybody knows, boy, what are we going to do? Cut out the revi'it ahin. That's a pusik. I mean, come on. We read about that every Rosh Chodesh. We're sitting there, we're going through the Shlishit and Revi'it, and you're telling me we can't have that. Therefore, says the Gemara, Kivan Abi B'Mikdash, Lo Gozu B'Rabbanan. Since this is a shir, it's a fundamental shir, we find in the Beit HaMikdash, what are we going to say? It's an illegal measure. Says, well, why not? Asur it in the Mikdash. I mean, you can say, look, if you're worried that people are going to get confused, the Gaonim are going to get confused. So that means they're going to now make, sometimes they'll bring a shlishit ahin instead of a revi'it ahin, they'll think that's the right measure, they're going to mess up the nesachim. I mean, why isn't it the same problem? Kohanim's resume. As we know, Barnea never makes a mistake like that. Therefore, what he's doing the avodah. So Kohanim, as we know, are very careful, and because of that, we don't have to worry about the mikdash. Once we don't worry about the mikdash, we keep it. I'll pee the dine hatera. So it's not really proper to answer it all over the place. I mean, what would we do if we didn't allow the shlishit ahin or the revi'it ahin? We'd obviously, as Tosfos says, we'd obviously have to take the actual lugin, and we have to measure out 4 lug or 6 lug, as the case may be. We'll use a lugin instead of a particular measure then for whichever one we're going to cut out. What else can we do? Yeah,
it's not the fast aspect. It's
no, no, it always aspect. Means that. People that are alert do things with alacrity. There's an interrelationship of those things. So that the when you have a Ben who's a Zoriz and a Mulach, what does it mean? It means he moves faster than you. In a sense, yeah, but I mean his mind is faster. He's a faster mind. He's more alert. It's not that there was any detail here. Omar Shmuel, Ein mosifin al amidot yoter mishtut, v'lo al amatbea yoter mishtut, v'amistaker al yistaker yoter mishtut. Now, this, of course, is reminiscent of the whole beginning of the sugya, which spoke about the problem of ona'a and the problem of bitul mekach and the problem of getting the wrong thing that we started off with the Mishnah. If you talked about good wine versus bad wine and what's that considered to be, and ra-ra yomar ha-koneh, and all of these issues brings us back to another shir of six. It's not obvious that they're related. The Gemara is going to talk about this. But we know that there were changes that were made over time. We see that even Merumas in Tanakh. There were changes made over time to currency. These currency changes ended up actually changing a value so that it now had more metal content in it. And the shaila is, how much can you change if you're making a takana? Let's say a particular kehila wants to make a takana. We'll see the Gemara is going to bring interesting stories of various chachomim that tried to make a takana of different midos in their area. But anyway, so if there's a change, whether it's a universal change or it's a local change, And they want to say that now we have the new royal gallon, as opposed to the regular. That, of course, drives Americans crazy when they drive into Canada, because they don't realize that they're paying a different amount. It's not the same measure. So that we get into the same question of the royal shekel, of course, with shekel HaKodesh, which it leads to the same issues. We'll talk about this in a moment. So if you're going to change the value of your coinage system, then you can't add more than a shtut of content on your matbeya, and you can't add more than a shtut on your measurements, whatever measurements you're talking about. So you don't go beyond a shtut. And what's more, you don't profit on staples more than a shtut. We'll see what it's referring to later. So mistaker al zistaker yoter mishtut. Now, ein mosifen al meidot yoter mishtut. That seems to be sort of arbitrary. I mean, you're saying we can make changes. We can make changes for whatever reason that the market requires these changes. Obviously, they're not just capricious changes. So why, I mean, whatever the requirements are, how did we pick a sixth out of the air? My time. I mean, ilan mishum afkuei tira. Is the problem over here relating back to the idea of overpaying? And obviously, as we've witnessed many times with changes in currencies in modern times, obviously there's a heck of a lot of confusion in the early stages before a new measure, a new coinage has caught on. And therefore, what inevitably happens, when we know this from the Finland to the Euro thing, what inevitably happens is that the prices go up like crazy, because since everybody's so confused, so all of the merchants take advantage of the confusion, and now they define it in terms of new currency. They always define it up.
They round up.
Yeah, they round up upwards, and now the upwards is, of course, a coin that's much larger anyway. So, I mean, everything changes insanely within no time at all. And you end up with a afkuetur. You're causing basically tremendous inflation. And they'll think, okay, it's a great time to make money. So is that the reason? So, I mean, if you're worried about that, what does that have to do with the sixth? I mean, a sixth is not the issue. You're worried about causing now inflation. How did a shtut get in there? So that can't be the reason. Yes, and a shtut nami law. I mean, so what right do you have to do a shtut? If you're giving people an excuse to raise prices, and that's what you believe is going to happen in changing a system of measurements or of coinage, so then you shouldn't be allowed to do it at all? Ela mishum ona'a. I mean, the only thing I could think of that is significant, particularly a sixth, is what we've been talking about earlier, which is that if you get to beyond the sixth, oh my God, are we going to have a mess? Because Lamaise, if a guy ended up accidentally using an old mirror on purpose, whatever, and the guy now is overpaying by more than a sixth. If he's overpaying by more than a sixth, or if the seller is being cheated by more than a sixth, the whole sale is now canceled, right? So if I'm going to cancel a sale, can you imagine, I mean, it's bad enough to stand in a returns line on a normal day, you know, but I mean, over here, you'll have lines going around the block all the time. People are not going to be able to do any business. So for 2 months, we're going to have absolute insanity in the marketplace. At least like this, sales are kayam. You want to come back and say you made a mistake. Fine. The most that happens is you get your money back. The difference. But you can't cancel the sale because if it's only a shtut, so then we give back the money. If it's yoter mishtut, so then fine. Then you have bitul mekach. So maybe that makes sense. You want to make sure that in the case where there's confusion, at least it doesn't cancel out all the sales for the past 3 months. That would be terrible. Problem is that doesn't work. Because the issues that would be raised by mistakes over here are not mistakes in price. They're mistakes in measures. If they're mistakes in measures, then Amar Rava, kol davar shebimidav shebimishkav shebiminyan, afilo pachot michdei on achuzer. The point over there is that if, now there's a big machlokas we've shown him as to what this means. So the Rashbam takes the position that what that means is any mistake at all is viewed as a mekach ta'ut. Why? I ordered a liter of wine, and what I got was 9/10 of a liter. This is not what I ordered. You say, but it's less than a sixth. I have nothing to do with this. I have nothing to do with this. I needed a liter. Go buy. Don't tell me you'll give me my money back. That's not what I want. So it's the same thing as basically substituting the ayin yash and the ayin chadash, good, pukwari, so on. I have nothing to do with it. You're telling me I can make up the difference. That's like I make the difference. I'm going to have now. I'll have a little bit over that. I'll go somewhere else and buy myself a liter. That's how Rashi learns. Others learn that the shear of shtut, this is like Tosfos understood, the shear of shtut does not apply. Because the shear of shtut is where you're talking about the interrelationship of a quality that is itself vague, which is the value of the thing. But when you're talking about measurable differences, any level at all is, I'm sorry, give me the difference. I weighed you out a little bit too much. Pay me for what I weighed you. Or you gave me less than what I ordered. Make up the difference. I don't care. You're saying, well, come on, it's 1%. Hey, 1% is cheating. That's fraud. I want it. So if you're talking about price, it's one thing, because there's obviously a wide range of prices. But if you're talking about mina, mishka, b'minyan, you count out a dozen, but there was really 11. Well, what do you want? It's less than a shtus. What kind of answer is that? So according to them, the meaning of the Gemara is, why would you take a shtus? Shtus, the whole point that we were looking at a sixth, was because the sixth has a direct correspondence to the dinim of ona'ah. But if you're telling me the dinim of ona'ah apply even if it's a hundredth, so then what was the point of the shtut? It no longer has any meaning. Okay, so we have two approaches to this. So afilo pachot bichdei ona'ah chozer. According to Rashbam, literally chozer, and you cancel the sale. According to others, it still doesn't make sense to talk about a sixth. Must be the point is like this. Since we allowed you to have 1/6 profit, if you, the seller, let's say people are their itinerant sellers, they haven't picked up the fact that locally they're talking about a larger gallon and so on. So people will come in, bring a liter to fill. They fill it, not realizing it's really a liter plus 1/6 of the total. So they sell it for the old price, thinking it's the old amount. That means that they end up losing money. Ah, but how much money do they lose? They lose the profit, because they were allowed the profit 1/6, they're going to lose 1/6. But if we would have differences that are larger than 1/6, they would end up losing their principal. So at least like this, they don't lose their principal. Says the Gemara, that's great. So in other words, this guy, we really want to help him out. How are we going to help him out? Well, he obviously enjoys sitting behind the counter selling all day, you know. I mean, all his life he dreamt of being able to play with the cash register when he was 5, you know. So as long as it goes bing, he really gets a thrill. So thank God we were able to work things out that this guy is able to realize his dreams. Zovin vezovin, tagra ikra, you buy and sell at the same price. But at least he's called a storekeeper. This is what he wanted to be. This is my dream, to be a merchant. That's ridiculous. I mean, what? If we're concerned, what do you mean? We don't care about the fact that he's working his butt off and that he's spending his whole day on this. Why should he make any money? As long as he doesn't make a loss. That's not a loss? Ella says, yeah, of course it is. You're right. But, I mean, what we mean is that the fact is we do have a makor in the Torah for a change in value. And those changes are limited to a sixth. So mamela, we translate it into, in practical terms, that what that means is that if our makor is a sixth, so then it means let's not deprive a person of principle. That's how we'll apply it. Where do we see this? El Amar of Chista Shmuel, who was the makor of this maimer, of limiting changes to a sixth, he actually was darshish from a pasuk. Kro eshkach v'darash. And here is the very strange pasuk, weird pasuk that we've spoken about many times in Yechezkel. The Navi is trying to define the nature of the mona, so that when you neiter a mona to Hekdesh, you have to be paid with a mona. What is the shear of a mona shel Hekdesh? A mona is by definition 100. 100 would be 100 dinar. If you want to say that the Shekel HaKodesh is double, okay, so it's 200. But take a look how the Navi says the Shekel. The money. Vashekel esrim geira. So take the shekel of esrim geira, take 20 of them, esrim shkalim, and another chamishav esrim shkalim, you have to add that other 25, you see. Asarav chamisha shekel, I forgot, another 10 plus another 5. So I'm going to add another 15, which equals 60. Now that is hamone yelachem. That is the amount of the money. So now we've got 60 shekel as a money, which makes no sense. Because a mona means 100. Now, 60 shekel can't be 100, no matter how you look at it. Now, if you talk about shel kodesh, so even let's say shel kodesh, it's still the equivalent of some uneven amount. I mean, it's 240, so call it 120, but it's certainly not a mona. So how did that happen? Not to mention the fact, this is the most insane way of adding things. Why don't you just say 60 shekel? What are you talking about? All of this business of adding. Okay, so Lamaisa Chazal say that what was going on over here was that this was a adding together of the various types of measurements locally that were used for monies. Put them all together, and you end up with 60. Why was this true? Because Tosfos brings a medrash that it's keneged Birkat Kohanim. Because if you take a look, Yisa, you have over here, 15. Ya'er has 20. Yisa has 25, rather. Yivarecha has 15 letters. And Ya'er has 20 letters. So each one of these is going back. Birkat Kohanim is talking about Shekel HaHekdesh. You're talking about donating money to HaHekdesh. So you're Zeichat to Birkas Kohanim, which is in this way. There's a remez to Birkas Kohanim.
A Zeichat for that would be paying rent for this month.
Oh, There you go. That was a word from our sponsor. And so, if we add this up, says the Gemara, what does that equal? You're telling me now, in other words, that the mana is 240 shekels. A dinner, rather, right? That's what you're saying. 60 shekel? There's four dinner and a shekel. So now we've got 100 equals, as every child knows, 100 equals 240. Now, how are you going to explain this? So clearly, Shema Aminat Talat, you see from this passage, three things. Obviously, we can't even begin making a cheshbon unless we recognize that the mana shal hagdash is kaful. So if it's kaful, it should be 50, right? Could be 50, because it's standard, it's 25 shekel, four dinner and a shekel, 100 dinner equals a mana. So you're telling me, let's double it. No, okay, fine. So we got ourselves up to 50. So now it's 200 shekel. But where did the extra 40 come from? Oh, Shema Mina Mosifin Al Amidot. Apparently, at the time of Yecheskel, they had added value to the coinage system, and now it's the equivalent. If you talk about the Esrim Geirat Shekel, which is the beginning of the Pasuk, let us discuss the current value of the mana based on the old Shkalim of Esrim mana. It would equal 60 shekel, because now you have to add your Mosif Al Amidot, but your Mosif, the relationship of the 200 to 240. So Shema Mina, that you're not going to go beyond that, because this is the only shir that we have. Ein Mosif Al Amidot Yoter Mishtut. This is how Shmuel is understanding it. Vishma Mina, and when we say 1/6, we mean 1/6 of the total, not 1/6 of the original amount. So therefore, we end up with 240 instead of 200. So it's shtuta bilabar. Okay? So if we take this 40, we could put 5 of the 40s in the 200. That's 5. Plus shtus, 1/6, meaning another 5, another fifth. 6/5 altogether, each fifth being 40, equals 240. And that is the simple cheshbon. So, I mean, obviously we have to see it as doubles, because otherwise we couldn't even begin making the cheshbon. But now we recognize what's happening over here. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel wanted to take advantage of that by creating the new Papa measure. And so what he did was, tucking Kaile Bartlata Kapizi, he decided that the standard measure shall now be a new thing. A new Kaile simply means, Kaile means to measure. So a Kaile is a measurement. A new measurement, which would be equal to 3 kapizis. Now, that would, 1 kapize is 3 lorim. The kapiz was a known measurement. 3 kapizi would be tisha kavi. Now, obviously, tisha kavi has all types of applications, la halacha, in terms of tuma. Right? So tisha kavi would be now one measurement that people could use to be betayer bali keri and so on, or to be to know when you're tame from touching water that isn't that can't be betayer. Okay, so
not
changing sizes. He's creating a new measurement. And that's exactly where Barnea had touched right on the sensitive issue. Because the question is the interrelationship that we spoke about not violating a difference, a minimal difference of 25% between various things? Is that various things, or is it, I mean, the shtus rather, between the various renewal midot? Is that between the old and the new of the same type, or is it between anything that's similar to the old type if you get a new name? So in other words, does that mean, let's say I want to change the lira to a shekel. Can I not be most of your term mishtut? Or do I say, well, now it's called a shekel. Before it was called a lira. How's that going to create a difference? So maybe over there there's no problem. So he took that stand when it comes to the midot, and he created now a 9-kav thing, the new papa measure. So they asked, how can you do that? You can't go beyond the 6th. So how can you do it? And basically what you've done over here is you've taken the Tarkav, which is now the 12 Lugin. Now, there's a Lushan over here that views that as the Kasha that the Rashbam brings. That you're asking a Kasha from the relationship of Yoter Meravia. So in other words, according to that, the difference between the Tarkav, which is 12, and the new measurement, which is a 9, violates that shear. But over here, you're adding, if we take the Chatzi Tarkav as the most similar shear, so what you're really doing, what you're trying to do, is get around the limitation by calling it a new name. So you're calling it the Papakav, or whatever you want to call it. And you're adding on the Chatzi Tarkav 1/3, not 1/6. Because the Chatzi Tarkav is a kav and a half, which is 6 lugin. You took half of the 6 lugin, you added it to make your new papa measure, and now you have 9 lugin. and you're trying to get away with murder by giving it a new name, but we all know what's really happening. The Tarkav is what everybody else uses, and it's just a coincidence that the new equivalent to the Tarkav is going to be basically adding a half when you're supposed to be adding a shtus. So how do you explain that? So he said, what do you mean? It's a new name. It's not the old thing. I made a new measure. Why are you comparing it to the Tarkav? Just because the Tarkav was the standard measure before, we're changing the whole system. Now it's called the Papa measure. And so they sent it to Pumbedisa for maybe they would like the new Papa measure, and they, of course, rejected it, but he sent it to Papatan, so Shadrini La Papunya. Now, in Papunya, they love anything that comes from Papas, and that's why Rav Papa often talks about, Papunai, yadi high timer, right? So people from Papatan, they'll go for the new Papa measure. And sure enough, in Papunya, they used to call it Ruz Papa. This is Papa's new cup. So it was perfectly suited for Papa Town. Let me leave the Lord of Misa be all right. Tonerabana. Otsre Perot. Umalavebri beat. Umaktineifa. Umafkiesha arim. You have people that damage the market. You have people that are otzer perot. What they do is they buy up perot when they're cheap, keep them until the price goes up, and then they release them to the market when the price goes up. Now, obviously, that creates higher prices. If you're going to buy up things off the market, you're going to create higher prices. And then, as traders do all the time, by buying it up, you hike up the price, and then you sell it, whereas there was really no difference other than the fact that you were buying it. So these people are really price manipulators. So people who do that, of course, all the poor people who need to buy and they don't have this luxury of waiting and playing games with the market, they're going to suffer the higher prices that are created artificially by these people who are otzrei perot. It doesn't matter whether it's the commodities market in which you're buying electronically the pork bellies or whether it's the real market in which you're buying the pork bellies. Although I don't suppose there's much of a desire for that around here. But in any event, you're certainly going to change the values. And people that take interest for their money, or people that fool around with the measures, and people that are mafkiye sha'arim, so they end up now adding and getting together monopolies, and they change artificially the values of things and ask for more money. Aleihem ha'katuv omer, it's about those kind of people that the Torah is referring to in Amos, Lemor, Matai Avor HaChodesh, these kind of guys, what are they always saying? Well, you know, when will the time of the katsir go by when the price is cheap? And then, Natskira, we're going to be able to go out and we'll break the market. And then we're going to go up and then we'll get our money back and with lots of extra. So those people, with then Nashbira Sheva, then we'll go out and we'll give around the food. When is Shvias going to come? Oh, when Shvias comes, after we've stored the food for the past 2 years, the grain. Now we've got kosher for Shemitah grain at three times the price, of course, of the standard grain. So when will the Shabbat, meaning the Shabbat of the years, come? And then Niftecha Bar, it's amazing. It never happens. When Niftecha Bar, you know, and then we'll have Badatz produce that is kosher for Shemitah. And when will we be able to get out there? Laktine fa, lahagdil shekel, to ask for more than it's worth. La'avet mo'ozne mirma, and to pervert our scales, to be able to cheat. And then we see, what does the Navi say? The response to that is, Nishba Hashem b'geon Yaakov, imeshkach lanetzach kol ma'aseyim. That will never be forgiven. For all eternity, we will remember them. When you're talking about otzrei perot, like, well, what do you mean? What do you mean, what do you mean? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, you mean Shabtai, the famous otzer perot. So you're talking about God remembering them. We remember them. Avod Ishmael. Now, what Avod Ishmael used to do is mazmin lo leperik betira charpa, ketira charpa. Avod Ishmael, he would sell his perot as early as possible at the lowest price, that was when the market was glutted, and that way he wouldn't come to keeping it and getting a higher price, which he viewed as being geirim, a higher price for perot. Shmuel himself, his son, used to do the opposite. He would not market his perot early on, but he wanted to help out the market by keeping it and then releasing his store of his own personal perot at the lower price when everybody else was trying to raise the price, and that way he figured he would break the inflation. So he would sell at the later on when it was Tira Afla, it was the late time to sell, but he would only charge Ketira Charpa. So that sounded even better than his father. However, from Eretz Yisrael, they sent a message, Shalchum Itam, the father is better than the son. Tava de Abba Bidibra. Why? My time up. Because you see, Tira de Ravach, Ravach. What happens is that when people get used to the idea of a glut, that particular commodity always has a very difficult time in raising its prices. So Lamaisa, the growers end up still, even today, with all of the fair trade practices on coffee and so on and so forth, a grower makes almost nothing. It's very difficult to raise prices. You got to give people some reason, you know. We support the growers, pay us a little extra, so on and so forth, which never works out. And so the Mela, it was better what Avuah de Shmuel did by bringing down the price, that it became in people's eyes, this is a cheap commodity, no big problem. By Shekin, what Shmuel was doing was allowing the price to rise, and then he would release it, assuming, No. Once people are getting better prices, they don't bring the prices back down. So you can't change the price downwards once it's already gone up. So once the tier is Ravach, it's Ravach. Omar Rav, a person who's growing his own food, he can take his kav, Osa Adamet Kavo, Otsa. There's no problem in a person from his own food. He's not buying. It's not as if he's buying up in order to hoard it and then he's going to make money on it later. He simply has decided to, release it later. There's only an Isser that we're talking about over here is where he's trying to buy up for an Otsa. But for himself and his own growth, there's not no Isser in keeping. Tanya Namiyachi, Ein Otsrim Peirot, Dvarim Shiesh Bem Chayei Nefesh. You're not allowed to keep things that people need in order to live. Kedon Yeinot, Shmanim, Vislatot. But things like Tavlin, like Komon or Pilpulin, Mutar. But the only problem where you have to take these things into consideration is when you're buying. But Medvar, remember, Lokeach Menashok. So you want to make sure that you're going to have enough wine, or you're going to have, you buy up. So then that you can't do. If you want to keep your own stuff, that's fine. You can also keep sufficient perot to have for your Erev Shviyah, Shviyah, Simitzah, Shviyah, because, I mean, that's what's needed for your own revach, basically, of your house. Are you kidding?
Oh my goodness.
Where do you come from? The normal drink was wine. You know what? We need to send you on a little tour of France. And then you'll see what you drink with a normal meal. That was the drink. What could you drink? You couldn't drink water.
7-Eleven.
No, you couldn't drink water. It was dangerous to drink water. What are you going to drink? You drink either wine or beer, basically. That's what the standard drink was.
Because of the alcohol, which prevents...
Yeah, exactly. The alcohol in the drinks is safe to drink, but stop to drink water that's lying around is a terrible, you know, especially when you don't have clean water supplies. It's always a disaster. This is why the Jews, Bechlau, were always careful with water on every level. That's why they got killed so often. How come everybody else is dying of the plague and we're not? You know, obviously the Jews are making us sick. lots of contemporary examples. So Bishnei Batsoret. However, if you're talking about years in which you've got a problem with the rainfall and things aren't growing, afilu kav charuvim lo yatzor. There, don't buy up even a kav of charuvim because you cause panics, and that's b'beishem machnis me'irah b'sha'arim. I mean, people are just very, very sensitive to things disappearing from the shelves, and you can't participate in that. Omar le Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina told his favorite gopher, Puga, hey Puga, Puk atzarli perish shaloshanim. I want you to go and buy me up enough. I want to have enough for Erev Shviyah, Shviyas, and Mitzvah Shviyas, translated into Halacha Lamaisa. Tana Rabbanan, ein motzin perot me'eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to export food from Eretz Yisrael if it is things that yesh b'chaye nefesh, like yeinot, shmanim, v'zelatot. Everybody knows what it costs to buy a bottle of Yarden wine over here because they're getting all that good money at Kutz Laretz. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera, matir b'yayin. Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera says, now let's rethink that. As our dear president has said, are we really better off with more wine? Do you not notice the great benefits of prohibition? I mean, it doesn't work, but if there weren't any wine, it would work, you know, or if it gets too expensive. So Mamela, cigarette smoking is supposed to go down when you quintuple the price of cigarettes. So, well, that doesn't work either. But in any event, the more wine out of here, the better. It's mamayat atatifla. We'll have less drunk drivers. That's not a problem. I don't call that chayin nefesh. U'chashem she'ein motzi'im mi'aretz l'chutz la'aretz, kach ein motzi'im mi'aretz Yisrael l'Suria. Not only are not allowed to export the chutz la'aretz, but we don't view Suria, Ram Tzova, the area that David HaMelech captured, we don't view that really as part of Eretz Yisrael, either because of the din that he holds it's mamish like chutz la'aretz, or as the Rashba says over here, even if you hold that it has a din of Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't have the same level of Kedusha. That's because of the whole issue that came before the capture of all of Eretz Yisrael. And Rebbe is matir, at least mirpachya lirpachya. So if you're living on an area of Eretz Yisrael is right by the Gvul with Aram Tzova, there is too much interactive trading to say you're not allowed to bring from one to the other. That's crazy already. So if it's arpachya, arpachya, it's mutar. Aval. Oseru sa'a tarkav, chatzi kav, rova tuman, chatzi tuman v'uchla. How much is the uchla? Echad b'chamisha b'raviya. Ubemina talak, ho zayin, chatzi yin, shlish zayin, raviya zayin, lug, chatzi lug, raviyas of a lug, shminis of a lug, echad b'shmona v'shminis, which is the kurta. How come we don't make a bayim? Atilak lufei b'tarkav, which is treva kav. So almuto in chitilta. So then yochi kav nami lo lahave, because you're going to be mixing it up with a chatzi tarkav, which is 1.5 to 1. You're right. Okay, so now you're saying almato inche riva of 2 to 1.5. So then ihaki which is only different by a fifth. Omrif papa, that's because midot ktanot bekiibu inche. Well, why should we have both the shlishita in revita in? There's also a difference of 25%. So lolaavi, kiven nami mimigdash lagazu barabana. But Mikdash Nami leaks out. That's, we don't have to. Kadim's reasoning. Omar Shmuel, Mosifin al Amidot Yoter Mishtud, Valal Amad Beya Yoter Mishtud, Amistakar Yistakar Yoter Mishtud. Ein Mosifin al Amidot Yoter Mishtud, my time. Ilema Mishum of Kuwait Tira, Sinet Shtud Namilo. Ela Mishum Ona'a, Velolavi Bitomeka. No, because Omar Rabba called Dover Shabamidav Shabamishkam Shabamian. Afil Pachot Mikhadea Ona'a Choser. So what would be the point of a Shtud? Ela, the Lolavi Pseda Latigra, the Tagra. That makes sense. Pseidu de lola avilei. But he doesn't need to make a profit, I guess, right? Ravka lo boy. I guess zavin v'zavin. Zavan v'zavin. At least he's called a tagar. Ding. Elam revchista shmul kro eshkach v'dosh. Vashekel esrim gera. Esrim shkalim plus chamisha v'esrim shkalim plus asarava chamisha shekel. That's the money yelachem. Oh. So now a money is batayim v'arboim avi. Ela shma min atlat. Shma min amana shal kodesh is kafur. So we start with 200. Shema mina mosifin ala midot, they mosifin yoter mishtut, that's 240. And obviously that measures the shtut amilabar, which is the shema mina shlichit shtut amilabar. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel actually was talking to Kyle about klata kapize, even though there was a 50% difference. Omro le, Iva, Omro Shmuel, mosifin ala midot yoter mishtut, amalu, but this is a new measure, on the kale chadite tekine. Shadre la pumbadita, veloki blua. Shadu la pupanya, the kablua. Not only that, they called it a ruz papa. Tony Rabbana, not three perod, malave, beru, maktini, efum, akir, shaorim, aleyema, katuva, merle, more, mataya, bar, chodesh, benosh, biro, shever. And when will the Shabbat come? And if the kabbar, laktini, fal, agil, shekel, avot, mozim, irma, uchtim, nishba, shem, begon, yakov, imeshkach, ladetzach, kol, maasehen. O three perod, gigon, ma, nam, rabbiogon, god, shabta, yotza, perod. Nonetheless, my time. Once Tira is Ravach, it's Ravach. Omar Mutar. But that's only by Medvar Mamur we're marked with okay, a shock. If it's your own stuff, Maghrib Shalom Mutar. Umutar Ladam Latzor Perot Beritis or Shaloshanim. Erev Shviyah Shviyah Batsor Shviyah, even if you're buying, Vishnei Batsoret, Afil Kav Chavarudim Lo Yatzor. If they should Maghriz Mei Rabba Sha'arim. Omel Riyazi Bachanina La Puga Shame. This is Barnea's dog, I think. Pok Atzarli Peyar Shaloshanim. Erev Shviyah Shviyah Batsor Shviyah. Tana Rabbanan Emotzim Perot Meretz Yisrael Dvarim Shesh Bebchai Nefesh Gagon Yenot Shmanim Slatot Leviyudim Beterah Matir Beyayin Bebeshe Memait Et Atifla Ureshem Shein Motzim Maaretz Mearetz Chutz Laaretz Kach Ein Motzim Meretz Yisrael Asturia Rebimatemi Parchelei Parchia.